the big. That's the.
Vous aimez la musique, puis l'heure suivante devrait être d'importance pour vous. S'il vous plaît, écoutez comme Johnny Scott Gramercy joue de la musique pour vous, Suckers.
Hey, what's happening, loved ones? Thank you so much for coming by. My name is Johnny. I'll be your selector for this evening. I'm joined by my brother-in-arms, Nick, over there in the booth. What's up, Nick? And also my good buddy, Kirk, over here.
How you doing, dude?
Good, good. Kirk decided to sit in with us, I guess, and again this week and keep me in check. I got some new music tonight. I'm going to play you some new music a little bit later from the Night Marchers, from Amigo the Devil, and Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Let's start you off, though, with Nick Waterhouse, Los Angeles' own Nick Waterhouse. I think he's getting ready to start his European tour pretty soon. He's out on Innovative Leisure Records. Say I Want to Know is the name of the track. Thank you so much, loved ones.
Have you ever made the best of a bad situation? Maybe gone and taken something yours for the taking. Have you ever felt trapped like you wanted to stop, like you not even gonna make it past the corner of your block?
First few seconds of the next song. Are back after a 5-year power nap. This is brand new music from her album, Elise out of Swami Records. Two Guitar Sing is the name of the tune. Scott Gramercy Show. Thank you so much. That was the Night Marchers. And this is the Gramps.
Just talk.
said hang around, let down your hair. Then talked about the others that were buried there. We danced and took a moonlight stroll, but that's when I wanted to be alone. So I took off the coat. Kept working on my vest. She had secrets she wanted to get off her chest. I'll take the burden if you need, and I'll spill my guts if you follow my lead. I need to feel comfortable in my own skin. But to the chase, just don't try to leave, 'cause these hands are stronger than your lips to believe. It's always a drag to be on the fence about who you are and its consequence, but God knows I'll do what I need. That's why the devil came and sold his fucking soul.
She's sliding down to watch the light limp down the street. Said we're both tied to our own tree. Cut me loose, cut me loose. Saw the deer before it saw me. It didn't change anything. His glassy eyes showed me what's to come. Cut me loose, spare me from this. Little beast, are you wise to me? Let's achieve.
Spells, the name of the song. Murder by Death is the name of the band. That's from last year's record called Bitter Drink, Bitter Moon. Their sixth LP from this Indiana band, out on Bloodshot Records. That was a Kickstarter record. Did you know that? Like they,
yes, it was. Actually, yeah. If you donated too, you got the exclusive cover album that they were going to record just for the contributors.
That's awesome.
Which, man. I did not contribute, and I will not see that album.
No. Yeah, you're not known as a contributor.
That's just me.
Prior to that, we heard Charlotte Gainsbourg from the great song Heaven Can Wait from their... I don't know if it's pronounced IRM or IRM. I think it's IRM, the record. That's on a Because Music record. That's produced by Beck. That was her third record. She's got some newer material, but I like that record a great deal. She's also got a new movie coming out pretty soon, another Lars von Trier movie. He did Antichrist with her.
Oh, I remember that.
Melancholia.
Mm-hmm.
And she likes to show her vagina in movies a lot. Before that, we heard great new music from Amigo the Devil. The song was called The Recluse. That's available for free download, actually, on his website, amigothedevil.com. The EP that's available for free download is called Diggers.
Thank you for playing that, by the way.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
The Cramps, of course, right before that with the Garbage Men. I mean, what am I going to tell you? about them you don't already know. That was out originally. Actually, I don't know who it is out originally. IRS might be. But that song's also on another LP from about the same time, called Off the Bone, which another record label has. Before that, we heard The Night Marchers, of course, on a two-guitar sing, and that's on Swami Records. And, you just saw them recently, yes?
Yeah, Friday night over at the Satellite, the old Spaceland.
Yeah.
They played with label mates, Mrs. Magician, one other band. I missed them on us, and we got there a little late.
How was it?
It was amazing. John Reese is still one of the best showmen in rock and roll.
I'm kidding, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I missed out.
You really did, because you don't contribute.
We started off the set with Mr. Nick Waterhouse, Say I Want to Know, from his record from last year called Time's All Gone. And that's on an Innovative Leisure Records. Innovative Leisure does something pretty cool, which is, I think it's the last Friday of the month. They have a little get-together over at Villains Tavern.
One of my favorite bars.
Yeah, and it's called Lunch Beers. Sights, sounds, and suds. And they just kind of do it in the late afternoon. And I'm not sure how many artists will be in attendance, but it's an Innovative Leisure sponsored event. You know, you might see Nick Waterhouse or the A La La's or Hani El Khatib or anybody else from their fine, fine roster.
I'm going to have to call in sick to work next week then. Doing that.
Calling sick from a bar so you could go to a bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, next up, I'm going to play you a few songs. Let's see, what do I got? I got for you. I got some Iggy Pop, The Passenger, you know, from his Lust for Life record. Brand new music from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, from the brand new record called Push the Sky Away, out on Bad Seed LTD Limited. And a couple other twists, turns, surprises for you, yeah. Little drum solo for you.
You always got to make time for the drum solo.
He sounds like a cat. Guy who calls people cats.
Oh yeah, okay. I was actually expecting the meow when you hit the timpani on that. But
I think I'm guilty of that, though. I might have called somebody a cat from time to time.
Once or twice.
Yeah. By the way, the bed music that you're hearing behind it, in between the verbiage, is by the Coleman Brothers. The tune is called The Chief.
Could have said that he sounded like a cool cat. I think that would have related a little bit.
One might say that.
Yeah.
Or Pep.
Ah, I know where you're going with that.
I just want to remind you that you can always find this show, as well as any of the other fine programming at Skid Row Studios, on the iTunes podcast list. There you can subscribe and listen episode by episode. Ready for some new music here? Hey, G-Love, what's this song about?
Make that call. That I can't see with ice cold hands taking hold of me. Well, I am death, none can excel. I open the door to heaven or hell. Oh, death, someone would pray, could you wait to call me another day? The children prayed, the preacher preached. Time and mercy is out of your reach. I'll fix your feet till you can't walk. I'll lock your jaws till you can't talk. I'll close your eyes till you can't see. This very hour, come and go with me. Death, I come to take the soul. I'll leave the body and leave it cold. To drop the flesh off of the frame, the death and worms both have a claim. Oh, death. Oh, death. Won't you spare me over till another year? Won't you spare me over till another year? Thank you.
Street. I lay down on my bed and fell into a deep sleep. And when I awoke, I believed I'd taken a bride called Mary Stanford. And I flew into a frenzy searching high and low. Because in my dream, the girl was very young. I said, hey little girl, where do you hide? You draw lightning from the sky. All of this in her dark hair. And all of this in her dark hair, oh Lord. Scampered up the wall, it fly, it leaped like a black spider between your legs, and cry, my children, my children, they are lost to us. all of this in her dark hair. Oh no. All of this in her dark hair, oh Lord.
Mr. Iggy Pop, from that album called Lust for Life, 1977. Rumor has it that was composed aboard the Berlin S-Bahn, the train. Prior to that, we heard Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds from this new record, Push the Sky Away at him, Bad Seed Limited. If you didn't go see him recently, then you missed your chance. And he's not back in California until Coachella, I think.
Damn it.
Which I will not be attending.
No.
Anyway, that song is called Finishing Jubilee Street, which is, there's a song on the album called Jubilee Street.
I just watched the live stream of the show the other day. It was I should have gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What didn't you?
$140 a ticket.
Yes. That's recently what I recently found. One of my favorite artists is Vicente Fernandez. You know, he does a lot of ranchero music. They call him the living legend. You know, he's
with a name like that, he better be.
He's advanced in years. And so I saw he was playing pretty soon. And at Staples, maybe? I forget. But I check in the tickets, and like the cheapest ones are about at $150.
Jeez.
But they go all the way up to a couple grand, you know, to get down close. And
which, don't get me wrong, I'm all about paying the ticket and supporting the artist, but just didn't have $140 this week.
I think the gig here is like I said, he's advanced in years, and they call him the living legend, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like you never kind of know what, you know, how long he's going to be touring.
Maybe he'll play another show, maybe not.
Anyway, so yeah, it didn't seem worth it. I would love to go see the guy. I mean, the dude's phenomenal. Big pipes on that dude, and a lot of history there. Okay, before Nick Cave, we heard O Death by Ralph Stanley, the doctor, honorary doctor Ralph Stanley. And that was recorded live at McCabe's guitar shop, and folk bluegrass legend from Virginia, Dr. Ralph Stanley. Started off the set with Mr. G Love, the tune called Milk and Sugar, on his 2011 record, Fixin' to Die, and that's out on Brushfire Records. That's his latest recording, as far as I know. But there's a couple events coming up I want to talk to you about. And we got the V for Vampira show. Come join us in a celebration of the character Vampira. And the actress, I'm going to try to get her name right, Malia Nurmi. Vampira, her life, essence, and art. The show will feature artwork from artists worldwide who have been heavily influenced by Vampira. Also a chance to view never-before-seen artwork by Malia and a collection of artifacts and memorabilia. The show will also offer a unique opportunity to purchase original Vampira jewelry handmade by the woman herself. This event goes down at Monster Agogo out there at 7361 Melrose. Monster Agogo, they're online, so you can check them out, Monster Agogo, for more information about this and other events. Saturday, March 2nd, the Darkroom Gallery, their new location. They're, you know, down at, they're in Chinatown now. But down here in downtown, they're now in Chinatown. This is a show for the photographer Art Shea. Darkroom is honored to present an exclusive West Coast premiere exhibition of legendary Chicago-based photojournalist Art Shea. This opening will also mark the first exhibition of Darkroom's new Chinatown location. Both vintage and modern prints will be on display from March 2nd through March 6th. Mr. Shea will be in attendance at the opening reception held on Saturday, March 2nd from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock. This dude, this cat, Art Shea, he's got just some iconic work, you know, of like Hugh Hefner, Marlon Brando, Muhammad Ali, a young skinny Muhammad Ali, and also a lot of like Chicago street life, you know, from the mid-century. Again, that's at the Darkroom Gallery. They spell it DRKRM. That's at 933 Chungking Road. And for more information, you can contact, or you can find out the Darkroom Gallery at www.drkrm.com. Darkroom.com. dude.
Everything outside here is a violent noise.
Drips with 1666 off of the one and only Drips LP called The Drips out on White Drugs Records.
Anything the Bronx. Yeah. Anything the Bronx do. It's pre-Bronx. I'm punching the sky right now from that track. Thank you.
Bronx Post. And before that, of course, we heard the Black Lips with Cold Hands off of their Good, Bad, Not Evil record from 2007 out on Vice Records. They're playing the El Rey March 21st. Hey, loved ones, I just want to make sure that you know this and that you understand this and you can reflect this information that you can download the Skid Row Studios app either in the iTunes App Store, Skid Row Studios, or there's another program for Android called Stitcher. So if you're a fan of this particular show or the Static Age or the Hot Box or Los Angeles Nista or the More Music Podcast, Pod, any of that fine programming, you could get it in the very palm of your hands. Of course, you can always be old-fashioned and go right to skidrowstudios.com or the iTunes podcast page. Skid Row Studios is available there. Also, this program, Johnny Scott Gramercy, or any of the other fine little nuggets available via Skid Row Studios. Loved ones, thank you so much for coming by. It's been a good... I feel like we just got cooking, man. I wish we had another hour. But Nick, thank you so much for pulling the strings there. And my buddy Kirk.
Thanks for having me again, dude.
Awesome.
And more jelly beans.
And thank you so much, loved ones. We'll see you next week. Bye now.
The big, that's the